stuff. Who brought these pieces here? Somebody making the shift to assisted living? Someone 60-something kids after mom or dad had finally gone aloft, as my English granny would have said? The tchotchkes cramming this antique shop I stroll through with my son. Ivory-handled button hooks, cameo pins, tureens with porcelain peacock tails for handles. Before she died, my husband's mother begged him to take the claw-footed, 8-foot-tall armoire he hated. At 70, my mother labeled every object in her house, color-coded for each daughter. She wanted to know which one of us would wear her ruby ring, jade necklace, turquoise bracelet. Where will my granny's silver trays, salt cellars, teapots go? What about my mother's copy, tattered, water-stained, of just-so stories, O best beloved? The 1924 collection of poems my father cradled when he read aloud at dinner. Will those end up on my son's shelves, at half-price books, a garage sale, eBay, landfill? A friend says we spend the first 3/4 of our lives accumulating, the final 1/4 disposing. As a kid, I treasured my doll-sized china tea sets, which, packed with crumpled tissue in a taped box, fell off the back of our truck while leaving one house for another, like my photo albums of the 60s the movers never found. No pictures left of my black mascara-eyelashed, mini-skirted, leggy self, no images of my tennis-playing lover. I've read about the bower birds who attract their mates with shiny pebbles and trinkets rescued from trash bins. Did one of my tiny teacups end up in some bird's bower? Sometimes I crave bare walls, windows open wide to sky, the oaks, mesquite, and sumac. But who am I without my journals of the past 20 years, my embroidered needle case, the filigree glass vase my husband gave me? Empty as if coming into this world, or preparing to leave.